Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we're getting into the holiday season, and during that time, a lot of people have, you know, great parties. I'm hoping we can have great parties and lots of different kinds of foods. But a growing number of people actually do suffer from food sensitivities, and that can play havoc, especially this time of year. So by some estimates, more than 1 in 5 people actually experience uncomfortable symptoms after eating certain foods. So let's talk about some of the symptoms of food sensitivities. Typically, patients will come in and they'll be concerned about things like acid reflux, bloating, diarrhea, pain, for example, headaches, even sinus issues. And these symptoms can appear shortly after eating foods and even several days later. So when we think of food sensitivities, sensitivities are different than allergies. So food sensitivities and food intolerances, sometimes we use those words interchangeably, are similar. So sensitivities can cause inflammation in the body and can result in things like fatigue, bloating, headaches, even up to 48 hours after consuming a specific food. And intolerances are characterized by the body lacking proper chemicals or enzymes to actually digest the food properly. And this is different from a food allergy, which is really rooted in the immune system. An allergic reaction happens when your immune system actually mistakenly perceives something in food as a threat and produces antibodies. And, you know, patients will get a lot of inflammation. And sometimes we often find that these are diagnosed at a young age. And these patients need to avoid these foods. Things like other kinds of diseases, things like celiac disease, can also originate in the immune system, and these are very different. So patients can have celiac diseases, which is different, for example, than food sensitivities or wheat sensitivities. So the common food sensitivities and intolerances include things like lactose intolerance, gluten intolerance, and sometimes we see patients with sensitivity to eggs, corn, soy, caffeine, sulfites, which are chemicals found in some foods, for example, like salmon and tomatoes, and even sugar alcohols. So lots of things to talk about, but what I'm going to focus on is just this week, if patients have some questions, if they want to get some more information about food sensitivities, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca. And next week we're going to talk about what we do from a naturopathic perspective in terms of testing and how to treat food intolerances.
If you have issues with your health, you can learn more about taking charge of them naturally from Dr. Betty. Dr. Betty Rosendahl offers a complimentary consultation by phone or in person. To book your appointment, just call 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning how to deal with food sensitivities next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Have a good week.